see this report talks primarily on adoption, so that we don't come back tomorrow or the other day.
So is that, are we fine with that, members? I take it, it's a straightforward one.
Is it the minutes of the meeting?
No, the report. The amendments are contained in a single page like this. Which then shall take us back to, we have, there are those, how many of those typos did you have?
Two.
The one was on section 2, on page 3, section 2L. Section 2, subsection B, L, alleviation of poverty instead of or. What was the other typo?
The small scale without the
addition.
Item.
Where, which section is that?
Page 3 on line 20. It doesn't have the hyphen in it, just to put the hyphen in the middle.
Oh, as in small scale. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, members, can we then go back to clause 1?
Sorry, gentlemen.
Yes, yes, Mr. Abram.
Can I just make very sure, Chair, this document, which is very, very important, the one that's been handed out, it says here that on in clause 1, on page 3 in line 20, to omit small scale and to substitute small scale. I think it should read to omit what subsistence.
No.
You can't omit small scale and then substitute it with some small scale. If I can have clarity on that. Oh, good.
Thank you. That's the typo we were referring to.
Yeah.
Page, clause 1 is a straightforward one.
Yeah.
Clause 2, page 3, line 28. The long debate we had. All what it tells us there, line 28, we're inserting youth person with living with disabilities. Persons living with disabilities.
And then you said the marginalized groups must be omitted.
That's not it.
That's what I said. Because you have...
Mr. Abram?
Chair, I don't know now. You said something now. After women, is it to insert the youth, comma, persons with disabilities?
Yeah.
Is that what is intended here?
Yes.
In line 28 on page 3. 25, 26, 27, 28.
That's K. Section
2K. Yes.
To define marginalized groups.
Quick one. Mrs. Paliso, Mrs. Stay.
Chairperson, I just want to read the youth persons living with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Not with disabilities. They are very sensitive about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chair, can I make
Let this allow Mrs. Stay first. Thank you.
Chairperson, as we received this in writing, it does not say, and then delete the section that says, whatever, other marginalized groups, but if we leave it like this with the other marginalized groups in, I will be happy, Chair. Otherwise, I will have a problem.
Mama?
Chairperson, we are going back to square one. There's no definition for other marginalized groups, because the only marginalized group of the past is women, youth, and people with disabilities. That's the historically disadvantaged people that were marginalized. That's the only definition. There is no other.
But did you say we are living marginalized, the word marginalized group? Should remind us what was the ruling?
Say something, please.
Yeah, there's two things I want to mention. The first thing, the ruling that you made with regard to that provision was the removal of and other marginalized groups.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the issue around persons with disabilities. Legally, persons with disabilities is correct, and that is how the disability sector has actually wanted it to be stated in terms of UNESCO, in terms of the UN. The actual is not persons living with disabilities, it's persons with disabilities. As the chairperson always points out, nothing for us without, I mean, that's how they've actually accepted it, how it should be defined. That's what the department is also called, not persons living with disabilities, persons with disabilities.
Mrs. Patterson, sorry?
Chairperson, the persons living with disabilities, that's how they want to be defined. I hear what the legal advice is telling us about the conventions of international conventions, but when they are talking, in the any event of them, any workshop where we attend, they want to be addressed. I'm talking out of the horse's mouth that we want, and I can mention one of them who is an MP, Mamu Popi. She always said, she even said in the study where we had with Palama, she addressed that professor and said, "Professor, we are people living with disabilities." So we heard that from them. And they were cautioning us that when you speak about us, you must say person living with disability.
That's how I understand it to be myself. Too.
And to come to the marginalized, can I continue? Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. The marginalized groups, that's why we identified them as the women, youth, and people living with disabilities. And the legal advice is correct about the ruling. You ruled out that other marginalized groups, but we didn't rule out marginalized in the context of how we have defined it here. Thanks.
Okay. So we're done with page close to subsection 1, or rather section 1. Section 2. Mm-hmm.
I have my hand up.
Sorry?
Chairperson, yes, are we now agreeing on the amendments, or are we just looking at the changes to that?
We are working on amendments.
Are we actually going clause by clause, agreeing on
the
amendments?
No, we are agreeing with the amendments first.
Okay, that's
fine. And on page...
Chairperson. Sorry,
Ms. Abra.
When I look at the amendment here now, I must admit my eyesight is poor. Now, you take in 928, it should then clearly say, after women, and there should be a comma, the youth, comma, persons with disabilities or whatever, living with disabilities. But that's not on this amendment. And it should be before us. So that when we approve the amendments, then we have approved the amendments as tabled. this document becomes part of the record. I'm just trying to say, save any future challenge. But you must have a document that will have to say what exactly you amended. So after women chairperson, there must be a comma. As long as you have a comma on the amendment, the proposed amendment, and that proposed amendment then eventually becomes the amendment. Thank you, Chair.
Mr. Kelly?
Yeah, Chairperson.
You can switch off, Mr. Abram.
I second Honorable Abram. This is correct, what you say.
Okay. Members, can we then move forward? We shall have to correct from the writing team the commas. And also living people, persons living with disabilities.
And to delete the others.
And
yeah. We fine now? Mrs. Patterson?
It was to delete other marginalized groups. Because yeah, other was added.
Yeah, that's being deleted.
There is no other. There's only these three.
Okay, thank you for that. Clause 2, page 3, line 31, to omit or yeah, that's a typo.
Yeah.
That's a straightforward one. Those are the only amendments that we have. And they are not as fundamental, and also they are not significant to an extent that they warrant us to without getting into those. Can we then adopt the amendments, members, having gotten through, we did two things at the same time. We were deliberating on the bill itself, at the same time we were doing clause by clause. So we didn't have to do one and then stop and then come back and do. To an extent we are doing the third one now, of adoption. Of the minutes, I mean of the amendments. Any mover? Mrs. Pilus Miswane, mover?
Okay, I just want to express again a legalistic problem that we have.
Uh-huh.
We must have the changes that have been made. And it is those amendments that are adopted. Otherwise, Chair, you can face a problem. I'm just warning. It won't take long. Let them rather give you exactly what we have agreed to now, so that that is the amendment that we have all approved of.
Can we have that done and then be circulated to members after we shall have a chant? You want us to do it now? Can you do it now? Can we then move in the meantime, because we also have the report that we shall have to read without having to go out and print it.
So you just want to make 100% sure that the honourable lady is confusing his own other
All what we have here is women, youth, and people living with disabilities. That's all.
Thank you.
Do not include that.
Thank you.
Chairperson, I have a concern about the living with, because that's not how the convention works. I'm just checking to the advisor to the
okay.
committee.
They shall conform to our understanding.
Now, we have the report in front of us.
Thank you. Thank you.
So that is a straightforward one. That we have it. Okay. Agreed. Can we then get a mover for adoption of this amendment? Mrs. Stein?
Chairperson, before we move to the adoption, I just wanted to find out from the state law advisor if he has received a comment on the tagging of the bill so that we don't write, but in any case, no, I don't want to say just so that we don't write, I just want to check that. And then, Chairperson, I want the objection of the DA minuted on clause 2. One, we do not agree with the amendment as put here. We agree with the original amendment, the original bill on that specific page. We don't agree with that we omitted and marginalized other marginalized groups.
Mrs. Patterson?
Chairperson, I don't know who is sabotaging us. Because the person who is going to type go and come back and wrongly typed things to us. Now on this very same, on page 3 in line 28, where is what happened now to women? Because now it's other marginalized groups and to substitute the youth and persons living with disabilities. We didn't say that. That's not what we have said before we sent this person to go and type this for us.
No, no, no. What is happening here is that section 2 is read as follows. The need to promote equitable access to and involvement in all aspects of the fishing industry, and in particular to rectify past prejudices against women, and then take away other, and substitute that with the youth and person with living with disabilities. In other words, you do have women there on the original document that is now of the amendment. So it is not taken away. The only thing that is being taken away is other marginalized groups replaced or substituted by youth and people living with disabilities. Are you fine with that? Which specific area are you not fine with?
We said we make amendments, and we were saying women. I don't have a problem with the way it is phrased here, but this sentence should have started here after the comma of substitute women, the youth, and persons living with disabilities.
The women has never been from word go be taken out. The women has forever been there. That's what we have here. The only thing that we are adding on this amendment is youth and people living with disabilities. In other words, the sentence then shall read, prejudices against women, youth and people living with disabilities. That's at the end what is going to appear. Mama?
Chairperson, I don't understand because here I am seeing and other marginalized groups. This way, even the first one, there was no and other marginalized groups. And this one we are having now, the last one, it says that.
This one we have, it says omit.
It
says omit, in other words, take away and substitute that, replace that with youth and people living with disabilities. Mr. Tele?
Chairperson, with your indulgence, I don't see any harm if we include women, comma, youth, so that we are on the safe side. If you listen very, very careful to what Honorable Abram was saying, we just put it for the sake of it being here.
what is happening here is that nothing at all happened to women. In other words, it was never taken away. It has always been there, and it continues to be there. All what we are mending, you see, as you amend, you either do away or you include. So we've never amended anything on women. The only amendment that is there is all what is reflected in this pager. Otherwise, we shall have it here and have it here at the same time.
Have it twice next to each other.
Exactly. That's in the implication. Mr. Stay?
No, Chair, I think you explained it very clearly. If there's still confusion, I can assist, but I think it's understood now, Chair.
Mrs. Pallison?
The legal Fundi has come to explain to me, Jefferson, we must be cautious because we were marginalized in the past. So I have to make sure that it doesn't happen again in my presence. No.
Okay. Mrs. Stein?
Chair, I just want to check that in all the discussion, my objection
we shall
will
come to that.
Be recorded.
Yeah, we shall come to that. I just wanted us to deal with one thing first. In other words, we have just dealt with amendments. Right? Can we then move for adoption of the amendments? I saw your hand, Mrs. Pallison.
Chairperson, move for adoption of the proposed amendments, Marine Living Resources Amendment Bill.
I saw your hand, Mrs. Steen.
Chairperson, I'm seconding this bill, but with our, now I forgot the English word, objection to the amended, as we amended the section clause 2. That now deleted the section and other marginalized groups.
Okay, that should be it, members. Thanks for all of that. I think that assists us going forward. We are making progress. Then
the report must be changed.
Then we have the report before us. A report of the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Forest and Fisheries. The Marine Living Resource Amendment Bill 30, in the year 2013, dated the 23rd of October 2013. The Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Forest and Fisheries, having considered Marine Living Resource Amendment Bill at the National Assembly section, as a section 75 tag, referred to it and classified by the joint mechanism as a section 75 bill, reports that it has agreed to the bill with amendments. A report to be considered? Mr. Stay?
Chairperson, I think we need to note the fact that we are not sure and that we need clarity on the tagging. And then I would like our objection to that specific amendment being included in our committee report, Chair.
Are you agreeing to this report?
No.
Okay. Mrs. Pallison?
Chairperson, I propose that this is the report. We agree to this report as portfolio.
Any seconder? Mrs. Pallison?
Chairperson, I second my colleague. Yeah.
Thank you. The two issues are taken care of. One, the response from the presiding officer on the tagging. And secondly, the objections by the DA equally have been taken note of. In that order, we then are satisfied to the committee that we've done our work and the processes are done and we are now officially having agreed to this legislation. This legislation shall go through for debate next week sometime. And then, of course, the National Council of Provinces shall also receive this bill for concurrency. And then it shall take that whole process. Upon concurrency, it goes straight to the presidency. Thank you very much for your time, and wish you all the best as we proceed moving forward.
Thank you, Chairperson. We are satisfied.
Thank you. It is now 1 o'clock on the dot. We are expected to come back again. Normally, the medium term budget policy statement, it finishes what time?
1 hour.
No, it starts at 3. Perhaps if we can come back here at 4:30. At M514 to deal with the ARC and also the ADA and NGNAHA at 4:30 instead of 5 o'clock. Okay. Can may we try and be present so that
yesterday we almost got into a corruption issue where a number of us did not come back after lunch. So this time around we have no option but to come back and finish off. Thank you very much.